Translation. Also, please describe the inner and outer space of the universe by specific divisions, as well as the character and activities of the great souls, and also the characteristics of different classifications of the caste and orders of social life. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maharaj Parikshit is a typical devotee of Lord Krishna, and as such, he is anxious to know the complete significance of the creation of the Lord. He wants to know the inner and outer space of the universal form. It is quite fitting for the real searcher of knowledge to know all about this. Those who have the opinion that the devotees of the Lord are satisfied with mere sentiments can find in the inquiries of Maharaj Parikshit good lessons as how inquisitive a pure devotee is to know things in their true perfection. The modern scientist is unable to know about the inner space of the universal horizon, and what to speak of the space which covers the universe. Maharaj Parikshit is not satisfied with only material knowledge. He is inquisitive about the character and activities of the great souls, the devotees of the Lord. The glories of the Lord and the glories of his devotees combined together comprise the complete knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna showed his mother the complete universal creation within his mouth, while she, completely charmed by her son, wanted to look inside the mouth of the Lord just to see how much earth a child had eaten. By the grace of the Lord, the devotees are able to see everything in the universe within the mouth of the Lord. The very idea of scientific divisions of four classes of human society and four orders of life is also inquired about herewith on the basis of individual personal quality. The four divisions are exactly like the four divisions of one's personal body. The parts and parcels of the body are non-different from the body, but by themselves they are only parts. That is the significance of the old scientific system of four castes and four social orders. The value of such scientific divisions of human society can be ascertained only in terms of the proportional development of devotional service to the Lord. Any person employed in government service, including the president, is a part and parcel of the entire government. Everyone is a government servant, but no one is the government himself. That is the position of all living entities in the government of the Supreme Lord. No one can artificially claim the supreme position of the Lord, but everyone is meant to serve the purpose of the Supreme All. Om Jnanatam Randasya Jnanan Jnasalakaya Chaksurun Malitanjena Tasme Shri Guruvenam Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamayam Darati Svapudantikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sachivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sayatam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakavitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Aripri Vancha Kalpatra Vistak Vasundhu Vyavicha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavyo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gurudara Shri Pasari Guru Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is not my favorite subject matter, but I'd like to ask the blessings from all the devotees present here today so I can say something, you know, that you can take away with you with a little inspiration. They say that the Srimad Bhagavatam is amalam. Everywhere you bite is nectar. But this biting of the universal form and the creation is not very palatable or digestible for me. So please excuse any discrepancies or whatever on my part today. So, Sukadev Parikrit Maharaj is anxious to find out everything about this material world, the spiritual world, so many questions he has, he's anxious. He's only got 7 days to live, so he's packing it in. In this one translation, he's talking about three different aspects. He's talking about the creation, the universal form, then and the divisions and the character, and then he's talking about the great souls. And then after that, he's talking about the division, the Varnashram system, the social orders, and the caste system he's talking about. So Prabhupada gave a class yesterday, and that class was so appropriate for today's class, actually. They was talking about the universe as well. He was talking about how they didn't go to the moon, and, you know, it's all speculation. Actually, you have to be in the mode of goodness. You have to be self-realized to be able to actually perceive or understand the science of creation or spiritual knowledge. So, and then this morning he was talking, there was this quote that devotee was reading after Mangalati, after Mangalati? Where Prabhupada says, these people are like frogs and glowworms, you know. You only hear them or you see them at night. And I had this experience when I was in America. You can see this a lot in Detroit. At night, by the river, you can hear the frogs croaking. And it says the croaking of the frog invites the snake. So the frog would get eaten. And you can see in the dark, the glowworms are moving. They look beautiful, actually. They look very beautiful because there's like some sparks coming out of the body. They look like stars, little stars moving about. But Prabhupada explained, but when it's bright, when the sun shines, then they know more. There's no glowworms and there's no frogs like in the bright sunshine or in the light. So here, this verse here, the first one is like pramanam, the extent and the measurements. So I was thinking this material world alone, sometimes they say there's no inhabitants, there's no living entities in other universes or other planets. Like they say they went to the moon, and we think they didn't. Because all they brought was some little dust, and they said there's no inhabitants there. But we hear from Srimad Bhagavatam that every universe, every planet, at the whole world, there's occupancy, there's inhabitants, there's a ruler, there's a kingdom, there's rivers, there's mountains, there's water, there's everything, just like how we have in this material world. Like take, for example, in this world where we're living in, we have the ocean and everything as an inner space and an outer space, like external and internal. So you take the ocean, and we know, like from reading Bhagavatam, there's how many? 900,000 aquatics in the ocean from, Shastram. And from the surface, you can't see anything, but when you go deep down inside, you see all these fishes and whales and sharks, all different types of entities. But because we cannot live there, then we can say there's no entities, no one can live there. But this is what the conclusion is of the scientist and the mundane materialist. So you take the ocean, the earth, the sun, the moon. Wherever you go, there's entities, there's inhabitants. It's occupied by, living entities. They may have different bodies. They may look different. They may behave different. They may have different activities, but they're all living entities created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is what is being explained in this verse. Prabhupada is giving step-by-step explanation in the purport, but some of the actual explanation is coming out from Bhagavatam, from different cantos. It's just giving a general idea of what this verse is about. So the word here, under koshisya, of all of the universe. So now we finished talking about the material world, how there is an inside and an outside. Even our own body, we have external and we have internal. We don't know what's going on inside our body. Only when we get some pains, a stomach ache or problems with the liver, kidney, whatever the case may be, then we need to go to the doctor to find out what's wrong with us. Only when we get, you know, a diagnosis of our ailment, then we're able to kind of rectify it or correct it or have an operation. Or so many things are happening with just this body. So we can understand that there, in everything in the world and within us, there's an external and internal. So yeah, he's asking about the inner space and the outer space. So we understand there that the inner space, the hollow, is actually different universes in within the material, within this Bhumandal. I don't want to get too, you know, caught up with the description. If you want to really know about the science of creation, then you have to go on YouTube and listen to Sadabhuta, the late Sadabhuta, or you can listen to Michael Cremo, Trutakarma. They are the experts on the science of creation, scientists. They can tell you everything about the universe, you know, and its creation. But I just touched on a little bit here. So, yeah, it's telling that, like, the universe is a very complex subject matter. It's not like about, you know, like puny dimensions. It's vast, it's huge. Not talking about hundreds or thousands of miles in diameter. Talking about like millions of miles. So I got a little example of what, you know, what the dimensions and what the extension of one universe, but it's explained that every universe is covered by seven layers. All universe is covered by seven layers, which is earth, water, fire, sky, and total energy and false ego. And each layer is 10 times bigger than the first. So this is just the crust. This is the outer space, the crust of the universe. So, but Abhyantara is the inner space. The inner space of the universe. And the origin of this all material creation is Mahavishnu, who is lying on the causal ocean. And from him, that picture there you will see, is lying there. From him, millions of universes he exhales. And he inhales them. It gets annihilated when he inhales. They are unlimitedly large. It's inconceivable for the mind. That's why I get so boggled. I'm happy to chant and be happy, you know. Simple living and high thinking, they say. But I am more simple living and simple thinking because I can't, you know, digest these things. So he's so unlimited. This, you know, universe is coming out of his mouth and going into his mouth. He's so large, so therefore he's called Ananta, unlimited. So, but I was thinking, this is not in Shastra, but I was thinking, this example is so appropriate. There's no comparison whatsoever with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in this material world, when we sleep, What happens when we sleep? We drool in the corner of our mouths, saliva. And that is a little disgusting, but that's practical, that's nature. This is what happens. And then in the morning when we wake up, what we see? The residues of our sleeping. And that then what we need to do, of course, go brush our teeth, clean our mouth, because so muchi when we're sleeping and we rise. All our pores are open and all the unpleasant things come out. So we need to take a shower and clean ourselves fresh for the next day. So yeah, so it's not a pleasant journey for us. We need to get out of here as fast as possible. So I just wanted to go a little bit into the structure of the universe. And this is coming from the Srimad Bhagavatam 5.20, just a little bit of a summary. So these, like, in the inner space are like discs, you know, like a record player where you put different records and clunk. This is how it's the setting of this. So the first, and they're called dweeps. Dweeps are islands, you know, in the inner space. So the first island is called Plaksadweep. And each of these islands, dweeps, they have mountain and they have rivers, each one of them. And they double the size, like just like earth, water, fire is 10 times the size of the first one. So this inner space, these dweeps as well, they double the size. So the first one was Plaksadweep. And this dweep or island is surrounded by an ocean of salt water. Just like here we have an ocean of salt water, this Plaksadweep also has salt water, and there's a government there, there's a ruler, and the name is given, is called Ibma Jiva. So, and there's inhabitants there as well. Just like our every country has a ruler, there's a ruler here, and they worship a particular deity there. And then the next one, after that, remember now, the first one, the first Plaksadweep, then you got Salmalidweep, which is 3,200,000 miles wide. It's double the size of the first Plaksadweep. And this also has mountains, rivers, all that. And the inhabitants there worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Chandrama. Chandrama is, I think, the moon god. So, and the master, the ruler there is Yajnabahu. He's called Yajnabahu. So the third one is Kushadweep. And this, which we would love, is surrounded by clarified butter. It's like, how expensive that must be. But this island is 6 million, is double the size of the previous one. It's 6,400,000 wide. Imagine clarified butter. How expensive is that? You ask Sitaram, I think he sells 50 pounds, 45, 50 pounds for a liter, I think, of ghee. You know, pure ghee. I make it, so I know. So, yeah, and the ruler, yeah, is Hiranyarita. And the inhabitants worship Agni in the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you can see now everywhere there's a ruler, there's a kingdom, there's a ruler, there's inhabitants, and everything happens. Like, if we don't understand this, then we have to look at the world here, you know, how it's going, every country. At one time, the whole world was ruled by King Bharat. Bharatavarsh. But due to kings becoming rebellious, just like now, exactly now, like now, countries, certain parts of the country want independence and they pull out And then there's fighting, there's war, like now we can see, you know, Russia and Ukraine, there's so much fighting just for land, you know. So in those days, everything is happening eternally. Nothing is happening today or yesterday. Everything, like Prabhupada says, like it's 8 o'clock here. No, it's 7 o'clock here. It doesn't mean 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is finished and gone. If it's 8 o'clock here, then it doesn't mean that 7 o'clock is finished and gone. Another country, another place, there's 7 o'clock. So why will it not be in other universes? Time is eternal. It's going on. Krishna is performing his pastimes at this particular time in other universes, other planets. So life is going on. It's not that things have to stop at a certain time. Time is eternal. Time goes on. And only time is experienced on the material platform. On a spiritual level, there's no time. You go to Goloka Vrindavan, the Vaikuntha planets, there's no, you don't experience time. Everyone's free there, you know, to enjoy. So then there's number four, the fourth island is Kranjadweep, which is surrounded by ocean of milk. The whole ocean of milk, and there also there's trees, there's mountains, and water, and the government here is called Krita Prista, and they worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of water, Varuna. So we cannot see these universes, but we know for a fact from reading Bhagavatam that it's there. So the different ages are given to us, the golden age, like Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga, all these yugas are given. If we weren't devotees and we didn't read Shastra, we won't know these things. Like in Kali Yuga, which is the fourth age, Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. So we wouldn't have known the age of Kali Yuga, the fourth age. How many years is it? 132,000, is it, in Kali Yuga? 132,000 years in Kali Yuga. And in 2000, the millennium, it was explained that we were all meant to be extinct and the world was coming to an end in 2000, the millennium. I don't know if you guys remember, but nothing happened. Life still goes on. So this ocean of milk is 12,800,000 miles wide. Then you got number five, Sakadweep. It's an ocean of yogurt, surrounded by an ocean of yogurt, which is double that, 25 million. And the governor there is Medatiti, and they worship Vayu. It's represented by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is air. Pushkaradweep, clear water. And the ruler there is Vityomna. Inhabitants worship Svayambhu. So all these islands have got rivers, mountains. They split into seven regions. All these islands, they split into seven regions. So each one has like a leader to run the place. So then we're talking about Mahatamya. Mahatam is the great souls. Now, who are great souls? What is the definition of great souls? Anyone that imparts knowledge about Shastra, anyone that imparts the holy name, scripture, anyone that inspires one about spiritual knowledge, about how to get out of here, how to understand the difference between the material body and the spirit soul, these are great souls. They are great souls. They can impart knowledge to you on how to get up. No ordinary person out there will give you the understanding of this. So the disciplic succession, the all of the disciplic succession is coming down, and we take descending knowledge. We don't look for knowledge. It's there all in the books, like Keshava Maharaj, he was saying in that Sankirtan festival, I didn't know this, and he was saying there's four pillars: mercy, cleanliness, austerity, truthfulness. And it's explained that in Kali Yuga only truthfulness stands. But he was explaining that truthfulness, it's very difficult to understand that there's truthfulness in this age. Because who's saying the truth? Who's honest today? Who's giving us inspiration to follow? The politicians, are they truthful? The government, tax collectors? It's very difficult. But he mentioned that shastras are books, there's only honesty there. It's very important that we understand. And I was amazed. I thought, wow. So we need to get more great soul that can take this message and give this message across. So we have our own Guru Parampara, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta, all of them, and our present-day Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. He's given up so much, and there it says, I will never die, I will live in my books. So you can see how important these books are to give us the knowledge and to give this to others. Let's see what else we got here. So Vyasadeva, he could foresee the future, he could see the sufferings of the living entity. Therefore, we got Book Bhagavata, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the form of this Vedic literatures. And then he wasn't satisfied, and Narada Muni told him, you missed out the cream of, all Vedic literature, the Srimad Bhagavatam. So he gave us the Srimad Bhagavatam, and that's the ultimate. So Vyasadev trained his son Sukadev Goswami, and Sukadev Goswami, these are great souls. Then Prabhupada says, the genuine jnanis, they know how everything is connected to Brahman, the absolute truth. They are humble, unassuming, clean, brahmanical, and reverent towards the guru, and they possess many good qualities. Most often they take to pure life, but sometimes when their studying goes to their head, then they think themselves to be God. And when this happens, then they cannot realize or get the pure knowledge to go further. So Prabhupada in Srimad Bhagavatam 4.4.2, it explains that a man becomes the greatest soul by accepting the goodness of others' qualities. Sometimes we get envious when we see the qualities, the good qualities of others. And Prabhupada is explaining how that we should appreciate another's good qualities. When we see, we glorify and we appreciate rather than become envious. And he says, by unnecessarily considering others' good qualities to be bad, you have become the lowest of fallen souls. We cannot make progress, and that is the mad elephant kind of, sadhuninda. We have to be very careful of that. So now Prabhupada talks about here character activities of the great soul, and also So we talked about the activities and the great soak activities and the character of the division in each specific universe, how there's a governor, there's leaders, there's inhabitants and all that. So now he wants to know also the characteristic of different classifications of caste and the orders. But before that, Prabhupada talks about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how Mother Yashoda is looking inside the mouth of Krishna and he sees the whole universe. And then we need to build up our faith to accept Krishna, God, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when you read the stories, most of the stories, Krishna stories, Krishna books, killing the demons and protecting the devotees, all these are to remind us that Krishna is the Supreme and that if we have faith, then we will get realization on how to, you know, go back home back to Godhead. So the example I was thinking of, Putana. How if Krishna is just an ordinary boy, when Lord Brahma thought he was an ordinary boy when he was playing with the coward boys, then you got Putana. He's just a little baby. He got Putana on his lap and feeding breast milk. But he he drank the life force from a body and she became a demon. And she was like 6 miles long. It's inconceivable. 6 miles all long. When she was falling, she was like all the trees, whatever was on the way, they were also falling, 6 miles long. And then you get Sakatasura. He was still a baby, like 3 months. Krishna was 3 months. Sakatasura is the cart demon. He was lying there and he kicked. Just with one kick, he killed the demon. And Kaliya serpent, how old was he there? 6, 7? He was standing on this Kaliya serpent, almost dancing. And his mother and father were fainting and wakefulness and sleeping. The inhabitants were petrified, by this activities of Krishna. But he's so wonderful. He will do things and he will, completely detached from them. When he goes home, his friends would tell the parents what activities he's performed. And the parents, they were covered by Yogamaya, thinking, my son must be some kind of demigod, That's their mood. They were thinking like that. And even when Mother Yashoda saw the universe in Krishna's mouth, she was bewildered. She was thinking, who is this boy? But later she was covered by Yogamaya to think, oh, my lovely boy, She was seeing him as the son again. And then the characteristics of different caste and orders of life. I was listening to Shivaram Maharaj. He made so much sense with what he was talking, but my memory is not so good. But the Vanashram system is essential for human civilization. So this four social orders and caste system, the orders of social life, is actually eternal, and it's actually created by the Supreme Lord himself. It's not made up. So the Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudras. The Brahmins were supposed to be studying, reading the books, and giving as leaders, giving knowledge and inspiration to others. They meant to be the head on the body, the Brahmins. So we have a lot of Brahmins. Radhanath Maharaj gave a initiation not so long ago. That was most amazing initiation. There was 80 devotees there. Incredible. So there's great souls in this planet. They're making devotees. They're giving inspiration. This morning's kirtans was amazing. You felt a lift. You felt inspiration. You felt like this is not ordinary. You cannot experience this enlivening feeling just by listening to a mundane music or mundane sound vibration. Prabhupada used the word Coca-Cola. He said, if you say, repeat Coca-Cola, 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 what inspiration is there, you know? But this Harinam Sankirtan is Golokera Premadana. It's coming directly from the spiritual world. Therefore, you get that rasa, that taste, to want to enjoy, you know. In Radhadesh, in 2 weeks, they'll be having Radhadesh mellows. And there they have like 3 or 4 days of chanting just the Maha Mantra in different mellows, different tunes. And it's so beautiful just to sit there and meditate on the holy name. They go from slow to, you know, different crescendos. It's absolutely beautiful. If you got a chance, you should go experience that. So, in 4:13, Krishna is providing facilities for us, you know, delivering us to go back home, back to Godhead. So, Brahmacharya, studying Vedas, Grihastha's householder life, you know, creating, like, you know, good progeny to increase the devotees, and then vanaprasa, preparing oneself for detachment and sannyasi, renounced order, you know, traveling mendicant, giving, you know, preaching. Srila Prabhupada says, unless we follow the system, society will be a mockery and chaotic. We have to follow some system. So, what else? It's 8:30 now. This is a little away, but it's about Vaishyas farming community in 1977. Prabhupada says the whole world can be Krishna conscious. If farming community was taken seriously, you cannot put a computer wizard or a computer operator behind a plow. Is it? You have to train people to do work. Yeah, it's unheard of. Some won't be able to fit in, but it's a gradual growth, he says. But we got to grow somehow. It takes time, but it's got to grow. We are not a state. We're not a country. But somehow we have to move, you know, not come to a standstill. I think I'll stop there. Don't want to ramble on. So if you have any questions or comments... Wow, everyone's happy. Any ladies? Yes.
I just want to clarify when you said those islands, are they like...
The dweeps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was hoping no one asked me questions about the universe, but let's see. Maybe someone in the audience will give you an answer. Anyway, what you were wondering? A little louder, because I don't know, there's no more. Oh, there's a mic there.
So, you were mentioning about the discs, that, you know, the whips and the islands. Are they the internal world? Did you say that?
Outer space is the crust. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, sky, the aggregate, you know, energy. This is the crest. And then you got the in, like I was explaining, in the material world, everything has an inside and an outside. So the universe is the same. It has a crust and then an inner space. So the inner space is where Mahavishnu lies in a causal ocean and everything is happening. Yeah. And then these islands within that, if you want to go into detail, I think it's best to listen to Sarabhuta or, what's his name? Drutakarma. They can give you precise. So these Bhumandala, it's called, within this universe is Bhumandala. Most people, some of the not-so-educated scientists, they think this Bhumandala is Earth planet, but it's not. Within Bhumandala is all the other planets within one universe, Bhumandala. So within this Bhumandala is the islands that I'm talking about. You got Jambadweep, which is as one island there is made of solid gold. And then you got all these seven dweeps. And they too wide, too don't even want to go. It's too vast, you know. But they're there. Yeah. And they all have inhabitants. They all have leaders, just like the countries here. Because we can't, what they say in English, seeing is believing. But devotees have shastra chakshus. They have eyes of a self-realized soul. They can see, who was it? I read somewhere what, someone that saw Vaikuntha, is it? Vaikuntha planet saw all the beautiful forms of Vishnu, four-armed forms of Vishnu, beautiful bluish forms. And Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, he's so pleased with his devotee. He explained that he's so pleased with his devotee. He gives them the same form as himself. And they all, Navayovanam is called, Navayovanam, they all got youthful, young bodies, beautiful, bluish color. And their eyes are like lotus petal. And the only difference from the Supreme Lord is this curly lock he has on his chest called Keshava. Right, Govinda? Shrivas, sorry. See? So what's Keshava is the black hair, blackish hair. So, yeah. So I encourage you to go to that website. And read, if you're interested in scientific knowledge about creation, that's the place to go. Yeah? Okay. Everyone else is up here. Chantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitai Go Premanande Ribo.